Hi.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Did you get the information?
I have it right here.
Great. Let's go to my place.
Well,
here we are. At my office.
Let's get down to business.
Take a seat. So, I see you have the information.
I have the information right here.
Terrific. Let's put it to the side. And I have some other news tied before we get to that business.
Okay.
As you know, I had a friend, a good friend, a chestnut, and I lost him in a boating accident. And this is a replacement of him. Okay? Now, besides that, I have a replacement for him. And I'm very proud of my new friend. His name is Mr. Greg. And he is made out of volcanic ash. And I also have the receipt, which I bought him with. $12.72 from Bay's Rock Shop in Pennsylvania. Now, you are very financially smart. Don't you think $12.72 is a great price for such a product?
Such an excellent price for such a great item.
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm so happy about it. But I just wanted to know your opinion. And you think I got a good deal?
It looks like a great deal to me. I've never seen a finer example of a Greg.
Terrific. That's great. I'm really glad you're happy with it. So,
What is this thing on your desk?
Oh, this. Can't you see? It's a perfect arrangement.
Is it a movie set?
Can't you see that everything's in harmony? It's a perfect arrangement. Can't you see that?
They're skyscrapers.
Listen, it's a perfect arrangement. And this wouldn't be worth anything if it wasn't for Yoda. Yoda is the center that keeps this a perfect arrangement. Don't you see?
It's a movie set. A sculpture?
Why can't you see it? It's a perfect arrangement. It's in harmony. God, why can't anybody understand this? God damn it!
Bublin, I really don't understand what this meant to you. I mean, that was really so.
Don't worry about it. You have to excuse me. I have to make some phone calls, okay?
You want me to leave?
No, you can stay here while I make the phone call, okay? Oh, Amanda. Yeah, everything is set. Oh, hang on, I have a call waiting. Hi, Anthony. No, I don't want to talk about the video right now. I'll talk to you later. I have a call waiting. Bye. Fuck you. Just don't call me anymore, okay? God. Amanda. Everything's set. I'll call you later. God, that Anthony Nero. He was in charge of doing all the special effects for that video of the weird highway that I did. Oh, he messed up totally. It was totally unprofessional. You could see all the cuts and all the imperfections. It was the worst video and special effects I've ever seen in my entire life.
I know what you mean, Bublin, but we really need to go over this information I came here to discuss.
Okay, all right. Before we go with that information, I want to show you some pictures of Mr. Greg and I. Okay, here's a picture of me and Mr. Greg by the road. Here's me by the bridge without Mr. Greg. Ah, that's me and Mr. Greg at a tree near a pond. That's me getting very close to Mr. Greg. That's me with Mr. Greg at the bridge.
Oh, remember my friend Horace Doom?
Well, I just heard that he was caught biting a person's elbow off in jail. And right now, he's in a sanitarium. He's larger than life.
By the way, did I mention our Halloween party this Saturday at the plaza? I'm sure you're going to be coming, aren't you?
I suppose. I just don't know what I could be.
Why don't you come as Mr. Greg? He seems to be the thing you love the most. You can be him.
I suppose I could find some way to make myself to you, Mr. Gregg.
By the way, Bublin, we still have to go over this information that we came to discuss
okay.
today.
Okay. That information we can't get to today. I'm going to be very busy right now. I'm going to introduce Mr. Gregg to more of my friends, so I'm afraid we have to end this meeting right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see what you're saying, Tonya. I've been invited to a Halloween party, and a suggestion was made. You know my friend Mr. Gregg? Okay, well, someone made a suggestion that I be Mr. Gregg, right? Well, I was thinking, you know, how could I be Mr. Gregg? I mean, would I be, like, in a big, like, gray bag? And if I did, how would I move around in it? Do you have any suggestions? Oh, a mask. Okay, I see. All right, that's an idea. But what do I have that looks like a big egg? Lonnie, can you please step into my office for a moment? Lonnie, what's up? Well, this is what's up. I have been invited to a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
And you know my friend,
Mr. Gregg.
Yes. Love him so. Anyway.
I like him too.
Yes. The suggestion was made that I, for Halloween, mm-hmm. at this party, be Mr. Gregg.
What do you mean?
That I would become Mr. Gregg, that I get a disguise or a costume that maybe
you would be disguised as Mr. Gregg.
That's right.
Okay.
And then I was racking my brain trying to think what I have around here that's in the shape of a big egg.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought about this. This is the answer.
Pumpkin.
To all my questions.
Oh.
See, it's in the shape of an egg. Okay?
No, it's a pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin, but see, it represents the size. See what I'm saying? Okay.
The size?
Right, the size of the shape. The shape, okay?
It is.
Right, Lonnie. But Lonnie, my problem is this. I don't have any idea of how I can make this pumpkin have the same texture and surface and appearance of this egg. Do you have any suggestions?
Could you take sandpaper and, like, just cut it all up? Shave it up on the sandpaper?
Well, then I'm afraid if we do that, Lonnie, that we'd be dissolving and destroying the whole entire pumpkin. We have nothing left.
Maybe you could, to get the stuff off, you could dip it in a big thing of acid, like hydrochloric acid, and just take all the things, the features off of it.
Well, then if we do that, Lonnie, then we'll have nothing left of the pumpkin whatsoever.
That's true.
You know, do you have any other ideas of how we can make this?
Well,
you could use
like paper mache and cover it and make it all smooth and then paint it and stuff.
That's brilliant.
You think so?
Paper mache.
It might work.
That's it. Oh yes. All right. The next thing we should do, what I want you to do now,
yeah,
is to go to the library and get books on paper mache. I have to research it.
The library?
The library. Yes. Get books on it so I can study it. Now, we are ready to study the art of paper mache. When we left our home in New York a few years ago and moved to Mexico, it was more than just a change of address. It was a change in the way of life. For a long time, we had been engaged in artistic careers, Carla in fashion and John in ceramics. Both also in educational fields. Our move meant not only parting from old friends, it meant also forsaking former careers. Fortunately, our new home environment provided compensations, sunshine, flowers, new friends, new things to do. What does this have to do with paper mache? I don't understand this. When we have made our mash, we will have a bowl filled with the grayish mixture, quite soft and very wet. What the hell is he talking about? The leg is glued in place. Note that a notch has been cut into the eclipse, so it will fit around the leg. This book makes no sense whatsoever.
Oh, God. Drill a hole for the knob into a masonite panel of about 1/8 thickness. Then cover the panel except for the hole. Oh, God. I'm reaching my limit here. I need my Cheyenne cookies for my brain food. This thing is draining me completely.
My Cheyenne. Now.